This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump signed an unprecedented $2.2 trillion economic rescue package into law after swift and near unanimous action by the U.S. Congress this week. The package will support businesses, rush resources to overburdened health care providers, and help struggling families during the deepened coronavirus epidemic. As he signed the bill Friday, Mr. Trump declared it will deliver urgently needed relief. He thanked members of both parties for putting Americans first. The House passed the legislation earlier Friday by a voice vote. The legislation is supposed to speed government payments of $1,200 to most Americans and increase jobless benefits for millions of people thrown out from work. Businesses, big and small, will get loans, grants, and tax breaks. President Trump has taken a round of steps to expand the federal government's role in helping produce critically needed supplies to fight the coronavirus pandemic after desperate pleas from the nation's governors. Yet, he's also rejected any criticism for the federal government's response to the ballooning public health crisis that a month ago the president predicted would be over by now. Mr. Trump on Friday signed an order aimed at compelling General Motors to prioritize the production of ventilators under the Defense Production Act. Yet he also sent an ominous message to state leaders warning, if they don't treat you right, I don't call. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has tested positive for the new coronavirus. And he's in a video posted on Twitter, Johnson said that he had developed a temperature and a persistent cough over the last 24 hours, and he is now self-isolating at his home. He added that he will continue to lead the government's response to the outbreak via video conference. This is VOA News.